If you freaking don't want to fight, then you freaking might as well stop right now. Are you going to stop fighting? You're behind in this fight. Damn it. Take this. You're behind in this fight. You're not listening. You got 12 minutes left. That's 4 rounds. What you do in the next 12 minutes, you're going to have to live with for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your life. Your little son, he's not going to be told that his son beat Holyfield. He's going to be told he beat lost to a guy named Bolter. Who was brought up with no talent. You understand? Anything you feel, he's feeling the same, but worse. You're just not digging. You hear me? And you can't talk about all the things you talk about if you don't perform. Now listen, if you want to live with that the rest of your life, no. Michael, it's going to happen. You got 12 minutes. You're behind. You understand? It's got to start here.
Knock him out the box.
Yes, yes. Knock them out the box. We're back. What episode is this, B?
53, 50.
53.
53. It's 53, papi.
My name is Vinny Paz. I'm here with my co-host with the co-most, the Mr. Majestic left, right, left kid, Mr. Brendan Long. Me and him are both on the brink of death. Neither of us have slept in like 2 weeks. I don't know why.
I can't do it.
You know when they say it, like girls that are close get their periods at the same time? neither of us can get a wink of fun.
We're on the rag. We're on a sleep rag.
We are.
So, what happened since the last episode?
Something amazing, I think. I have a few, very, very few little tidbits of news. We just read through them real quick.
And then... I think there's actually kind of halfway in terms of boxing, there's big news. Everybody probably heard about it, but we'll just touch on it with AJ and Dillian White, who begged for this fight and then pops hot. Do you know what the substance was? Are you
up until literally we recorded? I tried to find, and they're Hearn saying because of lawyers that it's. They can't talk about it, which is kind of insane.
Let's talk about
this,
though.
You're protecting someone.
Matchroom's having a bad year.
Yeah, man. But, bro, you're protecting someone who is about to do something illegal. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I say ban him for life.
Look, Derek Chisora, who shouldn't be fighting, by the way, that's another topic that we can get into. He's on the undercard. Did you know that?
Yeah, you told me the other day when we talked.
Which is insane. But that's another topic for another day. He cut a promo saying 10 years because you want a ban for life. 10 years is basically life in boxing. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So AJ's fighting the great Robert Hellenius.
Hellenius.
Who fought last week.
5 days ago. 5 days. from when we're talking, it's been 5 days.
5 days.
I think by the time the fight goes off, he will have fought a week before.
He's got a nice week rest.
I
about being tired. Robert Hellenius is fighting,
right.
is fighting
going
Jake LaMotta's schedule.
Fights another heavyweight. He fights a heavyweight guy trying to kill him in Finland and is flying over to the UK to fight a top heavyweight who's going to kill him.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention something about popping hot. Did you see Floyd's like mini promo on Inoue?
No.
Basically, the implication that he's anyways, on the gas, which, without saying much, okay, because we don't want to get sued here.
Yeah.
Without saying much, I find very ironic that guy's talking about
that Floyd.
Yeah,
after articles have been written and heads have grown to the size of Barry Bonds.
Yes, and stuff that we both know that we can't say on the.
Right.
I'll just leave. He basically said, tell him to come over here where, you know, da 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 da. And like Floyd, it's always both sides of the mouth, both sides of the face. Oh, he's a great fighter. Like one of those gimmicks.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is of course. Like, I was just going to
really
take the words out of my mouth.
Passive aggressive shit. You know, like Floyd's just not a good guy. You know,
no, he's so a terrible person.
Yeah. So he can't. He can't help himself, and he's proven with these.
He's comically bad, and if the guy wasn't like the ruler of the free world for 4 years and possibly be the ruler of the free. He's Donald Trump bad, as in like Floyd is like a caricature bad guy now.
Yes.
You know, like just.
Yes, I agree.
And again, like he has like little catchphrases. He's a hell of a fighter. He's a hell of a fighter. Uh-huh. You know, all that stupid shit. Now that Devin Haney regurgitates, Devin Haney says the same stuff. It's bizarre. I saw a video of Devin Haney. Like he had like Mr. T necklaces on and like a Richard Mille. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I said to myself was, I think he got what, 3.5 for his last fight?
Yeah.
He's going to go broke buying Mille.
Yeah. Of course he is.
I mean, I don't know what the. I'm into watches. I don't know if the Nakis knew that, and you know that, and you are too. I think the secondary market on Miles is still good. But I don't know. They're $700,000. They're $400,000. They're $250,000 for a fucking watch.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot. Look, watches hold up, but it's like, what does that mean? What does it mean, hold up?
Right.
If he's got a $700,000 watch, is he going to get...
Is it going to go a million?
I don't know.
I mean, but, you buy a $30,000 Daytona and you hang on to it. It remains either a $30,000 Daytona or it gets more valuable.
The only time I ever took an L was with my IWC.
Yeah, you had the Aqua Timer, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't like it, right?
I hated it.
Would you say I hated it broke? It.
No, you were yelling at me about hating it, and my cousin Frizz was hating me
You were
both yelling at me about
it. I like IWCs. My Omega, I have a Speedmaster, it's a day date Speedmaster I have that I just dropped $950 on at Omega to get it refurbished last year and still don't work right. The day never turns properly. It gets stuck halfway between the month. So it's got like the complications are dope. So it goes day. That's why I got it. It goes day, date, and then
it worked out well.
And then it counts and it gets stuck. So I have to hit that little button on the side.
Yeah, the little gimmick.
To get it to like move, and it's
super
frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating me, and it's not my watch.
Nothing works better than a Rolex. It's just they go. But you have a Panerai, right? That you love.
What I'm everyday right now is you. When we saw each other, you were like, "Let me see that." It's just the black Bell and Ross.
The Bell and Ross.
Yeah, that's but Panerai is like my. You know, where with cars with.
Yeah.
Everyone has their thing. Like I love Panerais. I just love them.
They're too big for me. I got little girly wrists.
Yeah, but I have big paws and big arms, so it doesn't look big on big and clunky on me. But I get you're a Nancy boy.
I'm a little Sally. I need a little date chest, a little 36mm date chest.
We were talking about Floyd and the watches, but I also want to say it's when you're talking about Floyd. There's just the culture at that gym is gross. And I'm not, and this is firsthand shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, no. Firsthand would be me, right?
Or no? Yeah. Yeah, it would be you.
Yeah. No, this, I know people who have been in there for extended periods of time. And I'm not a buzzword guy, but I'll go ahead and do it. It's a fucking toxic environment in there in regards to like things they say, the behavior, the money spending things. A dude loses to a white dude, like the whole gym cooks you.
Weird
old behavior, man. Like you don't want to be in there, but you and I know why people want to be in there because it's Floyd. It's like it's like rappers wanting to hang out with Gucci Mane or rappers wanting to hang out with Wayne or what, you know. Like Floyd created this culture. He created kids who weren't as good or as athletic as him trying to do shoulder rolls, lots of Philly stuff, shoulder rolls, the shell, da 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 da, and you see kids take it and get sparked clean out because you need there's a level of athleticism that has to come with these
techniques. And talent, yeah, you
and
can
talent,
yeah, natural talent, yeah.
So I'll rip this off, but we'll get back to the AJ thing. And you, like you said, well, do you agree with my philosophy, what Del Boy said, the 10 years in boxing is basically a bad play.
Yeah, sure.
Or no, I would just be like,
you said, 10 years is, I'll compromise.
Another thing I read, B, is there were multiple bad tests.
Yeah, so it's always the A, right? It's always the A and the B, and then they, isn't that what it is? Or
yes, but I'm talking about testing
companies.
Yes. Oh. Like I think like you know, someone
get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy.
And him, his, you know, post, like, I ain't trying to hear it, man. It's gone back to, like, you know, when, look, you know, remember Mosley was like, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know. I took it. Like, bro, look.
Well, him and Gary Sheffield and all those guys. Gary Sheffield's like, steroids are something you inject in your ass. I rub cream on my thighs. And it's like, all right, dude. Well, it was fucking filled with steroids. Yeah, bro, and then you hit 70 home runs.
If you just cover yourself in cocaine, right. I don't know.
You only do cocaine up your nose.
I don't know. My guess is something might happen. If you just lather yourself in it, something might get into
those
your
those responses were like, what?
Right.
Like,
right.
Come on, Gary. He's like, yeah. There's always...
All right. The WBC have now made Devin Haney lightweight champion in recess as he is moving up the challenge WC champion. Regis. Yes. Our guy Ruguru, who didn't look great. WBC plan to order Shakur Stevenson versus the highest ranked contender, currently Lomachenko, for the vacant WBC lightweight world title, and will then offer Haney the chance to fight the winner on a 50-50 split if he wants to return to lightweight after the Prograde fight.
Okay.
If Lomachenko turns down the opportunity to fight Shakur Stevenson, it's a weird way of putting it. He's never turned down anything.
Shakur cut a promo on him today.
He did. Or goes in a different direction. Then next in line in the WBC rankings to fight Shakur would be Isaac Cruz. I roll here. William Zapata.
He sucks.
And Frank Martin. I mean, really? Like, all those guys kind of suck.
You know what? I want to see Frank Martin, Shakur Stevenson fight. Because I'm tired of hearing about Frank Martin and him being good. Obviously he's good. But, like, you know,
what do you think Lomachenko should do?
He said Loma's scary ass said no to fighting.
Yeah. It's not true.
Look,
Shakur's like really playing himself on Twitter as of late, man. And that's not like, oh, that's Vinny's opinion. Because A, I like Shakur, and B, I admitted when I was wrong about him as a fighter. But you're like everyone in boxing from every promotion, from everything, is like, bro, you're being mad corny on here, bro.
Yeah.
Like, stop the madness.
He wants a huge fight. And
I'm not mad at that.
What he's going to do is negotiate himself out of a fight.
Correct.
He's going to get into like David Benavidez territory where you're going to talk your way out of fights. You know what I mean? Which is what David Instead of into them. You got to let the promoters kind of sort it. I thought 10 years ago, social media would be like a great tool for these guys to jaw back and forth. Like, oh, you got to make the fight. They talk shit, you know?
Sure.
And it hasn't been that way. So.
Yeah, you can definitely count on one hand the amount of fights that were made because of social media.
Yeah, because of social media, right.
And then a lot of this. We're going to talk a lot about Bud and Spence, but there's, we're going to discuss the fight, but there's some, you know, other little tidbits. Bud has now declared that Jermell Charlo is the fight he wants following his win over Errol Spence, though he acknowledged that a rematch with Spence may have to come first in December. We both have opinions on that about Spence and him coming back when and if, for me and you.
Mm-hmm.
We both have strong opinions there. It did at least 650,000 USA pay-per-view buys. It's claimed both fighters will have made at least $25 million for the fight.
Yeah.
That's a bag, man.
Yeah. That's
a bag. Massive. And it says a lot about if you make the fights, you get the bag. how long did we talk about this? You know, yeah. It's been 5 years, I think we said, for our preview show, you know, since Bud first came up to 47. Right. So you took 5 years to make, you know, a monstrous fight.
Right.
You look at the gate, the pay-per-view numbers, overall everything of Ryan Garcia Tank. You fight, you get the bag.
Right.
So these dudes with this little, you know, this, that, I'll take this fight, this for $3 million, you know, and then the half of that's going to the IRS. So yeah. Now you're 1.5, and then you're paying your manager, your trainer, you this, that, you're lucky to weigh with 700,000, you know, and that took, and if you don't fight a lot, that's a year, and 700,000 is a ton of money for a year for the average right. person, but your ability to make that kind of money is very short in the sport.
Right.
It's, you know, a weird note. This is a really weird fight to me. Jack Catterall will face Jorge Linares on October 21st in Liverpool. I mean, Linares.
I thought wasn't Linares rumored to fight? Oh, that was Shakur. There was a rumor going around that he was going to fight Shakur.
Correct.
All right. So Jack Catterall. I thought he was retired, Linares.
So did I. Yeah,
guess not. All right. Well. Yeah.
Better
be
something
if you beat him.
The Better BF shit, the pushback thing. I spoke to Ice about it.
Uh-huh.
He was hoping because it's supposed to be in August. He was hoping they would get it in before the year. He was hopeful for November.
Can you give the listeners a little background on what's going on with Better BF? It's like a jaw infection through his tooth.
It's odd, man. I see. Conflicting reports, and I didn't say to Ice like, "Yo, what exactly is going on?" Because I was more like, "Yo, how's he doing?" Da, da, da. And yeah. I would see him in camp, you know. So I still kind of don't understand. If I'm being, I could bullshit my way through an answer,
right?
You know, or you know, if you can look it up while I'm. I could finish what I'm saying and you could sort of find out what exactly it is.
Yeah, look.
But it's, you know, he's got WBC, IBF, and WBO. The other belt, obviously, Bivol has, as people say, Bivol, which you and I want to go and see. It's going to be January 13th in Quebec City. The reason this is all upsetting to me is twofold. One, Arthur isn't young. So
yeah.
This is basically a camp and a fight, like, down the tubes. You know what I mean? Meaning that fight could have happened and this fight could have been Bivol.
Right.
So we're losing that. He's losing.
The bone infection in his jaw.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I wish I had some sort of insight into how that even happens, especially considering what you and I know how that dude lives.
Yeah,
he's a machine, eats clean, prays 5 times a day, family man, doesn't go out.
The infection was dental work.
Yeah, see, isn't that it just life hands you up. A blow like that when you live.
What dentist is he going to? Is he going to
someone in fucking Canada? Is what's going on here? I blame Canada.
Blame South Canada. Park.
That's what I'm talking about. Why do you think this Cartman hates our neighbors to the north? The guy probably didn't fucking. He probably had dirty hoofs. He probably knocks out this Better BF and goes into his mouth with dirty claws
and some fish hooks.
Right.
He's a fisherman in Newfoundland.
Right.
And he just came in there with his fish hooks.
See, we just you asked me, I said I have no idea.
BF so tough he just went to a mechanic to get his jaw fixed. And the guy just used some like a dirty.
It was probably ice. They probably gave him like 4 Tylenol and he went in there with a fucking wrench.
Yeah, just yanked
that
the shit
out and it got infected. Yeah, I don't look again, I said twofold. Basically, he's losing a camp and a fight date. Because it was supposed to happen in August.
And Callum Smith is too. Sucks.
Yes. This is just my opinion. We have to wait 4 or 5 months to discuss it. We're not going to discuss it now. But just to make a point, I think Better Be It batters him. So it's almost a loss of two fights, in my opinion, because if he battered him in August, then we can get to work on unifying, you know?
Right.
And we're not, now you're looking at late, you're looking at about a year from now at the earliest.
I don't think that fight's going to happen.
I don't either, bro. I don't either. I don't either. And I don't have definitive reasons for it. I
got a bad feeling.
I think Bivol thinks he has more options than he has.
Right.
Because that win over Canelo for him was monstrous.
Right.
It was a very big win. I'm not saying he's delusional to think that. But what comes with that is you beat the face of the sport, and he's still the face of the sport.
Right.
And he's already two normal fans forgot.
Right.
You and I know he's a beast. Like, we haven't forgotten about him. We think of 75. It's those two guys, really, in my opinion.
Absolutely. That's it. It has to happen.
That's it. And that's why it has to happen. Because, like we spoke about for months and months and months and months, it's like, your reason Bud and Spence has to happen is because it's those two, bro. We were huge on Virgil Ortiz and still are huge on Boots. But it's basically like, there's two guys that got to fight. And the rest is the rest. You know? So... Mm-hmm. For those reasons, I'm like, fuck, man. Like I said, I don't know who either of them fight. I don't know what Bivol's plans are. He thinks he can get 68. Canelo wants that rematch. Is that going to happen after Canelo fights Mel? I don't know. Benavidez Andre is being finalized.
Yeah.
Later this year, so the fall in Vegas, you know, we'll deep dive into that. Right now, 2023, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it would be a different thing. Today, in 2023, I think Caleb Plant is better than Andre right now. And
correct,
Benavidez put the beats on Plant. So I don't see, you know.
And Andre is started out at 54.
Correct. And the fucking meme you sent me of him, the 40-year-old prospect.
I got that from one of our viewers.
It's one of the funny. You send me really funny shit because we have the same sense of humor.
Right.
That shit really got me. That really got him.
I don't think that fight makes it past 7 rounds. By the way,
If you said I don't think it makes it past 3, I'd be like, okay. I haven't thought about it yet, and we'll make those predictions.
As soon as I heard it, I said that's bet the under if the over is 7.5. I don't think it's a great fight. B, I don't know what the fuck's going on with Benavidez's management. He's had 3 different dance partners in the last
we're talking about. Can you? I'm not talking about like if I give you a day to think about it. Off the top of your head, can you think of a worse mismanaged fighter than?
Oh, coming off of like a
Demetrius Andrade.
That Andrade?
Yes.
Oh, I would say. Okay, I mean Joe DeGuardia.
Okay. No, I don't think you understood what I was saying to you.
Okay.
I was saying, can off the top of your head, you name a more worse mismanaged fighter?
No.
And you're throwing out Joe DeGuardia. And I'm like, no, he's not a fighter.
Yeah.
Like who has pissed away the better part of 10 years of their career and their entire prime? More than Andrade and without a loss. And without a loss. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, this guy.
My God. That's a great point. An undefeated fighter.
Right. Like, when we talk about them being the history of our show, we both think maybe a little bit they moved El Feroz a little bit too quick. But he was a beast and a belt and was fighting real guys. And everyone knew him and he was selling pay-per-views. It's like, who has been... It's crazy.
It's bad. And what's crazier to me is that, like, okay, I got the hype after the Olympics, right? I understood the million national titles the guy won as an amateur. I understood the hype at 54. He was a big, like, lanky guy with more, yeah, you know. We're now talking 168 pounds. We're talking, like, what, 13, 14 years into his pro career, right?
I said to correct, when I had my eye on him, right, ESPN Friday Night Fights was still a thing. Now, I don't have that timeline in my head.
I'm going to look up now.
Like, through the years, you and I watched a lot of guys go through that program. You know what I mean? Like, I first saw Kelly Pavlik on Friday Night Fights.
Right.
So there was guy, he still had hair. Remember that? Like, yeah, that first one. So I remember seeing Andre there, and because the proximity,
okay,
of where he's from. Okay.
Do you want to take a guess what year?
Crazy.
Take a guess what year his professional debut was.
2008.
Yes. Right after the 2008 Olympics.
That's why I guessed that.
So yeah. I mean,
15-year career. 15-year career. He has, bro, if you think that this is some sort of chip on either of our shoulders, just go to BoxRec and look at who he's fought. If you think we're wilding about mismanagement, wilding about liking him or not liking him, which we're not saying either one, even though I think he's kind of a goofy of a guy.
He's pretty funny, actually. Like, he's got like
he's got a dry
New England about him. That New England sense of humor. Yeah,
it's very much, you know, that biting wit.
Yeah.
If he was given the opportunity, he could probably be charming. Yeah. You know, but what happens with those guys, B? With fighters in general, because they're not on the way the other major sporting. Other sports are, the other athletes are. 15. They're given these. I know, bro. I know. They're giving these small windows of time to cut a promo. It's some Vince McMahon shit. Yo, you got 30 seconds. This isn't where Tom Brady has a 40-minute presser. So I think that has eaten him alive. Whereas if you see him naturally talking, you're like, oh, this kid's like charming and he's got a way about him. But the bozo that we don't like at the zone hands the mic for 30 seconds and he's like, ah.
Yeah.
And it comes off as pandering and I want everybody. Everyone's ducking me. My guy, that's like the farthest stick from the truth. People duck you when you are destroying people.
Right.
And you.
No one's ducking you. You're not a bankable commodity.
You know, at all.
You've just been around for too long and you're good. You know, you've hung around the top 10, 15 for way too long.
For fucking what?
18 years.
Probably 13 of those years. He was like, yo, this is a real guy. You know,
right?
Like, when he, all right, 1-2 years in, you're still calling him a prospect.
Right.
You know, eventually you're a contender and then you're the guy. You're a real guy.
Yeah.
And there were matchups back then, B, where you're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Andre might be interesting. 54, right. 60. This, there were three weight classes now. There were fights where I was like, I'd like to see that. That kid can box, can fight off the back foot. He's that pedigree of, you and I don't take that lightly, whereas other people who don't understand the sport, I'm sure it drives people like Raynone and Paulie crazy, who don't take amateur pedigree serious. It's like ridiculous not to. You know, this guy is like really good as far as
really good.
But
like a lot of boxers and boxing pundits still talk about him like it's 2008, 2009.
Agreed.
Have to go, guys, that was then. This is now. He's old, getting stale on the shelf. Not good.
And I don't know when you're not fighting anyone, what your punch resistance is going up.
Right.
Look through 60 and 68. I don't know if a real goon.
Right. That's a great point.
Some goon from Columbia chin checks. I'm like, I'm not even talking about high level guys. Like,
well, that guy Liam Williams had him on Queer Street.
Right. Right.
And he's good. Liam Williams is good, but like.
No, but you know those guys that you're like, he can crack, but the top guys always beat him. Like, I don't know that a David Lemieux couldn't crack fucking boo boo and
yeah, we just don't know. More,
we just don't know what right. his punch resistance is there. I don't really know. Like I don't think you and I are gonna have any much more to say about the fight when it actually happens than we do now. I think
he doesn't go past seven.
Bro, boo boo's worst nightmare is a buzzsaw with a chin, and that's what we're talking about here. Some guys
who's naturally bigger.
Yeah, I mean, he was a big, giant, fat kid who like used boxing to get smaller.
Yeah.
And you and I are friends in real life. I showed you the picture of me standing next to him.
Right.
He's like way bigger than me in the picture.
He's a really big person.
Yeah, it's not hard to look taller than me because I'm 5'9", but he looks like a heavyweight.
Right.
There's a picture of me with Bye Bye Jennings, and we look the same size.
Right.
Me and Benavidez do not look the same size.
Right.
Do you want to rip through these previews and then talk about Bud Crawford or the opposite way around? Because
rip through the previews.
Okay. Talk to me. So we talk. Dillian White, you think it's 6 in one hand, half a dozen the other, whether you give someone 10 years.
10 years or life, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking like jail sentences here.
That's it.
The irony is Del Boy saying it. He shouldn't be fighting.
Right.
So that more than anything, I think more egregious guy, you can't blame Anthony Joshua by any means.
Nope.
You know, and they didn't want to cancel the thing. I think he has to mop this guy.
Hellenius?
Yes. I mean,
yeah, he's got to punch him out of the ring.
Yes. He has to do him like Tommy Hearns did Martin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
Wilder did Hellenius. You got to do it like you got to knock him unconscious with his eyes open.
But that's what I'm saying to you because that's what I'm thinking about.
Right.
Like you can't go 10 with this guy and you're trying to make that fight, you know,
Wilder fight. Right.
So what is your prediction since we're just ripping through them? Because none of these are massive.
KO3. You know, I think he knocks him out. It's Hellenius. I don't think he's very good.
Okay.
He stinks.
I think KO5.
All right. You'll probably be right.
Emmanuel Navarrete, Oscar Valdez.
Guys kind of looked in their last fight.
They did. I think Navarrete's got more offensively. I kept talking about it and overdoing it and wouldn't stop saying it when I was talking about Bud and his keys to victory.
Mm-hmm.
And that was being innovative offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Navarrete is innovative, but it's not because of skill. He's just doing weird things.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
It's a weirdo. Everything's coming at weird angles. It's like he's like a smaller Mexican Emmanuel Burton. You're like, what is happening? No one ever did that to me before.
It looks like he looks like a fucking hippie tripping balls on like acid. You know what I mean? Like at Woodstock.
Box
and they're like, put my head. He's like,
Boxer Coachella against like this guy over here. Yeah.
Right. It's like when White Rabbit hits, he's like,
Right. Yeah. He's on like fentanyl and yeah. They both didn't look good in their last fights. Valdez just had nothing for Shakur. Nothing to be embarrassed about,
no.
But he had, I mean, when I say nothing, it looked like a sparring session.
Yeah.
I think he might be done, and it's not because of age or beatings or anything. I just, if not done, plateaued.
Plateaued, sure. He seems like that is less like a lot of fights.
Me too, maybe a handful. Like, oh, this guy is who he is.
I forgot who he fought. He got his jaw broken. He hasn't looked the same since, or at least he was like a buzzsaw. But he does, he has skills, and he's one of the guys we talk about. Like, he gets whacked in the mouth and then it's all gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's got like skills, and he's, you know, and then once he gets punched in the mouth, he kind of just, you know, he's got a great jab. He never uses it.
It all goes out the window.
Really good jab he doesn't use.
I like Navarrete.
Okay.
Very hard to call how it goes because I've never really seen. Have you seen Valdez hurt ever? I mean, the jaw broken is hurt, but I mean, wobbly, I don't
know. No, he's tough. He's like a he's like a zookeeper. You ever watch his Instagram?
Is he really like on some goon shit with animals?
He's out there like feeding horses and like catching giant snakes and lizards and shit. Like, dude is legit. Like, his free time and like his, like, I don't know if it's like a hobby. I don't know if he works there legit, but dude like hangs around like zoos.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, yeah, it's wild. Like he's like wrestling gators and shit.
Navarrete, comparatively, is you know, doing the Pacquiao in a way thing where like he started at flyweight. This is right. This is what 30?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like he was like buzzsawing people. I don't know if his power carries up there. And Valdez, from what we've seen, just has an iron chin, even though he had his jaw broken and fought through it. He's the goon.
Right.
So it's hard for me to pick Navarrete Bello. Plus, I don't know if the power will carry. Navarrete UD.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and ride with that. I like that. Right. That's what I'm thinking.
And real quick.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. I'm looking at Valdez's Instagram now because I wanted to see
he's riding a fucking rhino.
Yeah. He's running on TikTok and there's a rattlesnake that he's like, you can't see it.
But, yeah, man, if you fuck with rattlesnakes, I probably don't want to rumble you.
No. And then he's got another video.
Like I told you when I met Livingstone Bramble, he like lives the gimmick and had the snake around his neck.
Oh, really?
I'm like, yeah, man. Like,
You don't like snakes? Indiana Jones?
I hate snakes, let alone a giant one wrapped around your head.
I hate snakes.
Yeah. I was talking to Floyd's father and Livingstone Bramble comes up.
With a snake like, around his neck?
Yeah, and I'm like, we're at a movie premiere. This guy's bringing a snake.
Like, a snake to a movie premiere?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I had a snake. I had a red-tailed boa.
Of course you did. You're a weirdo. I mean, this guy used to put hexes on his opponents, remember?
Yeah.
Rossi Bramble, legit did voodoo on people.
Yeah, real quick.
I think that's how he beat Boom Boom, if you don't mind me saying. I think he put a hex on him.
Valdez also plays the hot corner in competitive softball.
You calling it the hot corner is pretty fucking amazing.
Like, yo, I'm looking at this.
What is this guy doing, man?
I love this guy. He might be my guy's out here fucking playing third base, turning two. You know what I mean? He does this gimmick to the outfield when there's two outs. You know, so they can see it because if you go like that, it might look like one.
Of course. Yeah, he throws up the Aussie to make sure they know.
Yo, that's fucking funny, man. His Instagram is great.
He's turning 263s is what you're telling
me? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. So there's one other fight, B.
Which is that? What you got?
This is on Showtime.
Showtime.
Emmanuel Rodriguez versus Melvin Lopez for the vacant, as my nephew says. The vacant bantamweight title, IBF. Rodriguez bought Paul Butler, the Bum Maloney, one of those twins that we both think stink.
Oh yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah,
sorry.
He got knocked out by Inoue, but everyone does, so that's not right. You know, nothing to be ashamed of. Melvin Lopez has one loss to Jose Velasquez, who is not good. That's a bad loss, guys. I know it's hard to imagine there being good and bad losses, but there are. And that's one of them. And it was a KO loss. And Jose Velasquez has like 47 L's. And he knocked him out. I like Emmanuel Rodriguez by late stoppage.
Okay.
Nine times. Who's floating around at bantamweight if he gets whoever wins this? I mean, everyone's moving up.
Everyone's moving up. Yeah. Is Nonito Donaire after he? What happened?
Did he say I'm done?
I don't know.
I saw a tweet that was like, "I'm sorry to my people and everyone who came out," and I'm like, "Bro, where's the final sentence?" Oh,
right.
That's it for me.
That's it. Right. Because there is none. It's just like my prediction. This is going to be boring for the fans. My prediction is might be on with you that there's a late stoppage. I'll go ahead and say eight. Late-ish.
Yeah, I'm thinking 9, 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Danaher's got 8 losses. I didn't realize he had 8 losses.
I mean, there was that really bad run, and then he came back, and we were like, whoa. You know, and that.
Yeah, only, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yep.
He's had a great career. He's Hall of Famer. You know,
Hall of Famer. 100%. Fought everybody.
That knockout of Darchinian where Darchinian's asleep, gets up, and he's arguing that it didn't happen.
It's right.
One of the, it's bizarre slash entertaining slash funny.
That guy was such like an asshole. That
he was such a dickhead.
A dick. That guy was the pits.
He was.
He knocked him out twice.
He
made his name off of that first knockout.
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal, but him getting woken up and being like angry.
Yeah.
Like, nah, that didn't happen. You're right. Like, bro, I don't know.
He had a good run too, Vic. That weirdo style he had.
That style, yes. Yes.
Which again, which segues though. You're gonna say, well, how does that segue? Segues a bit into the meat of this show. You know, we just gave you the bread a little bit. Now we get into the meat.
The meat.
The meat is,
if you like them.
Right. The meat is Terrence Crawford's destruction of Errol Spence.
Well, how about us after watching what Inouye did? Yeah, man, there's nothing that can happen in this fight this weekend that can bump Inouye off of number one, except a one-round destruction. And really, what happened might have been worse than
a one-round destruction, right?
Just a battering, in my opinion. We watch the end of a career, in my opinion.
The reason, me too. I share that opinion with you. The reason I said Darchinian segue into Crawford, and now it's being talked about, and I brought this up. You can ask correct. Yes, Raynon. Darchinian was also a very accomplished amateur wrestler. I wanted someone to tell me, someone from Nebraska, if they can, what Terrence Crawford's wrestling background was in Nebraska. Was he state? I heard he was high ranked state level in Nebraska as a high school wrestler. That is making for an excellent fucking boxer because he's stronger than everybody else that's anywhere near his weight, Crawford.
Yeah. Yeah.
High school wrestling is like the most brutal sport you can, you know, scholastic sport you can play. That is one, they make weight in high school, right?
Yeah.
They just beat the shit out of each other every day at practice.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have you. I wrestled for a couple of years and I wanted to hang out with my friends. Those guys go 4 months a year and just you hang out with the team. That's it. Cause you don't eat and no one else can understand it. Cause you starve yourself.
Yeah, of course.
I remember those kids eating ice chips out of a Dixie cup this big in high school when they were making weight, wearing sauna suits in class.
Yeah, so man.
That's in New York. I can't imagine what Nebraska fucking high school wrestling is like. I'm sure it's more intense than anything Northeast.
That shit there is the same way, like with the Friday Night Light shit. Like
right.
high school football kids are like stars out there.
Stars, right.
Like there's packed.
And that Midwest, you know, toughness. You know what I mean? Like and Crawford has it. I mean, I had to look it up, but you guys can look it up. And again, we'll get into the fight in a second. I just want to talk about this man's strength. I watched a video of him and my boy, Michael Sled told me to watch it. Follow him, by the way, Michael Sled on Twitter. It's hilarious. Crawford in jeans. You guys can look it up. Just put Crawford deadlift into YouTube. Crawford walks into a gym in a pair of jeans and goes and deadlifts 405 pounds. I also heard rumors that Crawford had made weight like 4 months ago. And was just like living the life for the last 4 months. Like, fuck it. I'm going to fucking kill this guy. You know what I mean? And you and I were saying, we saw pictures of Spence where he looked like he was like, I think you corrected me. I said, I saw a photo. He looked like he was 200 pounds. And you said, that's an old photo, but he still looks heavy leading into the fight, Spence. So I think one guy was a little bit more focused than the other guy. And, I think we're also finding out now that he might have superhuman strength. Like for a professional bodybuilder, a deadlift to 405 isn't ridiculous. For a guy who fights at 147 pounds,
who fought at 135 pounds,
right? And went and did it in jeans, like no warm up, like
yeah,
is insane. So if Crawford is what I'm stuck, like I said this a while back about the wrestling, because his sons, he posts, I follow him on Instagram. He posts on Instagram, and his oldest son is a national junior champion wrestler. So like Greco-Roman style wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Olympic style wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. Real.
His son's a national champion, and the younger one was like a runner up. So like in like his age group. So he's got one kid who's a national champion and one kid who's like number two in the country of like TV wrestling.
This isn't strength related, but his daughter's like a track star.
And his daughter's a track star.
Yeah.
Right. So this is, I think they have some pretty good athletic genetics.
They come from good stock.
I think they come from good stock.
Yeah.
And if you noticed in the fight, he was moving Spence where he wanted Spence to
exactly.
With his non-punching hand. So he would, so whether it was right or left, he was pushing him in places, and all that leverage and that base you make is all wrestling. That's all wrestling background. So in the MMA, the best fighters are all. Remember years ago, it was like the Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys.
Mm-hmm. No one could touch those dudes when it started.
No, it's
the
all
Gracies
the.
Were just it's like.
All, it's all the guys that wrestled collegiately.
Yeah.
Are now like the best.
Right.
You know what I mean? The best fighters.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but yes,
I don't either. I had to read up on this shit, and it was like the base that high level wrestling gives you in combat sports is like, it's the most primitive one. So naturally,
yeah,
it would be,
of course.
Yeah,
of
so
course. It's worked for thousands of years.
Right. So now you got, I wonder how many kids are going to get into fucking wrestling for boxing.
Right.
Because of Terrence Crawford.
Well,
so let's get into the fight. What about the event?
Man.
Let's start from that.
What an
event. Star-studded?
It was, man. It was. It was.
I'm surprised that we didn't go. You know, they should have flown. I thought they were going to send the PJ out for us.
Me too.
You know, but I guess I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I don't think he likes us.
Well, we had that other thing, remember?
We did.
Yeah, we had that other thing.
We had that thing with Tutti.
With Tutti, right.
I don't think the PBC are fans of KOTB. I'm not sure why, because we're fair to everyone. But it was an event, man. You and I said, like, we have no problem saying this is the biggest event in a decade. And then you and I said we think it's been longer than that. But.
When was Floyd Pacquiao was 2015?
Right. So
this is a better fight.
Right. I mean, that event was still monstrous.
Monstrous.
But they were both past their prime, even though I still think Floyd would have beat him. It doesn't matter. Look, man, it's there's some stuff that's happening. I don't want to go off the rails. You know, we've been talking a while here. I don't want to go off the rails, but there's definitely more excuses than I anticipated for fans of Spence.
Oh, dude, it's clown shit. It's people making.
I mean, I've never seen it, man. I mean, I was embarrassed for people.
Yeah.
When Wilder lost to Fury 3 in a row, I was embarrassed for people. And these people just said, yo, you were embarrassed then?
Yeah, wait till now.
Beer.
Hold my beer. That tweet you put up with the hold my beer thing gimmick.
Oh, anyway,
was fucking hilarious. By the way, I want to give you your props for that.
I appreciate you.
That shit was fucking. I was crying.
This anyway blows out a top 10 guy unified champion. This Bud Crawford comes along, says, "Word, hold my beer."
I mean, yo. I thought you could maybe give the first round to Spence, right?
No problem with anyone who gave it to Spence. And my mind is going, oh, is this going to be a chess match?
I thought then 2-1 in the second round when he went down.
Here's the thing about the 2-1. I said, if this does start doing weird shit offensively, that's not.
You did. You called it.
I mean,
look, Spence looks perplexed. I think Spence is used to being the bigger guy, the stronger guy. I think right away we saw he was not. And again, to my point about the wrestling and all this other stuff, He even though he might have may have been the big guy, it's really not by much. Crawford had him on reach. Spence has him on an inch in height. Spence isn't as big as I think people thought he was, right? Remember when he first came, he's like, wow, he's a massive welterweight.
That's how they were
like,
selling
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I'm like, he's a big welterweight. He's not a massive. He's not Tommy Hearns.
I was just going to say, let's
he's not Paul
Tommy
Williams.
Hearns-ing this guy. Right.
Right.
This isn't Paul Williams who, you know, unfortunately got into the accident. It was 47. 54. I mean, the guy never gets the action. He probably ends up 68 or 75.
Right.
If he wanted to. If he
like
wanted
Tommy.
To fill out that way. Like Tommy. At right. the end there, he fought it light right. heavy.
He was huge.
He was huge.
Obviously started lifting weights and, you know, getting bigger. And but what I was going to say was they do say that Bud does lift weights, so maybe there's something to it. But Crawford looked healthier. I mean, if you looked at Spence the 2 days up to the fight, I was... When I said it was going to be a razor thin decision, I texted one of my friends, said, I think Bud's going to beat the shit out of this dude. Like, he just didn't, he looked emaciated and skinny. And again, now that I'm hearing Bud made the weight like months in, you know what I mean? Like, he was already down months in advance.
It was like 2021 and he was like out partying because he was already 5 pounds under.
Right. I mean, it's like, so it looks like Bud put in more of the work. I think maybe Spence is reading his own press clippings, right? And the better man beat the fucking... Have you seen a larger one-sided walloping in a fight that was supposed to be razor-thin, 50-50, could go either way? In your memory, have you seen a fight this one-sided?
My question to you was going to be very similar with a little asterisk, not
right.
asterisk, a little cherry on top. And it was going to be, have you ever seen two top 10 pound for pound guys undefeated with that much of a drubbing? And I think I got to go 21 years to Bernard Tito. And well, before we got on the air, you and I were talking about, for some reason, we were talking about 9/11. And that was supposed to be the weekend after the Tuesday that it happened, and they pushed it 2 weeks back.
Can I just jump in real quick?
Absolutely.
I would say that would be a good comparison, Bernard Tito, if Tito beat the shit out of Bernard, because this was the smaller guy coming up, right? Crawford, in this case, is Tito.
No, agree. I just thought you meant beat it. Like, I didn't, like, I wasn't going.
No, this, I think this was worse than that.
Oh, if I never saw boxing and watched both of those fights, the brutality of Bud Spence was way worse. Bernard was never at any weight, any point, fresh out of jail up until he was 50 years old, by any stretch of the imagination, a puncher. You know?
Yeah.
But tactically, he...
I never seen anything like it. I don't know if, I mean, again, we talk about matchmakers. We talk about this. We talk about that. There's no rhyme or reason why this happened like that.
There was never a point for either of us since we've been friends where we thought Bud would lose outside of a wonky decision. Like, right. We were always like, no, but
I picked Bud, but I, you know, there was maybe moments where I'm like, oh, maybe Spence would get to him. I didn't think it was going to be like this.
My prediction was, I think Bud's going to win and it's going to be a draw unless he starts dropping him.
Right.
And the dropping him led to him stopping him.
Stopping him.
I think a huge factor of this, people are going to listen to me and say, what are you crazy? Particularly fighters, because there are coaches and fighters that listen to us, which we're honored by that. They would even take the time. I think that fucking sicko motherfucker sat ringside for a couple bad decisions and said in his head,
Bud, you're talking.
I am not fucking letting that happened to me. And he's right. nuts enough, this fucker that's picking up fucking weights and jeans, to be like, I'm not letting it happen, and I'm able to will that into reality. Whereas I told you, remember we were talking about the dog. We used the word dog. Now everyone uses the word dog.
Right. Yeah.
When we talked about Lomachenko having, you know, he has Richard Comey doing the Harlem Shake.
Right.
And he's waving at the corner and stuff like that. It's like, that shows me that this is a guy that comes from the Olympics, two-time gold medalist. There's that showed me that this guy isn't a killer. You know what I mean?
Nothing about skill at all.
You know what I mean? There's no scenario where Bud Crawford is doing what Lomachenko did in that fight. He's walking right towards Comey, and he's throwing four of the hardest punches he ever threw in his life at him, trying to kill him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think Spence's face was going to bust up like that. You know, like he started. The whole thing was just surprising, to say the least. And I watched people really fans of these two guys, you know, so there was a lot of going back and forth. Again, you and I've talked about it with we feel like a big portion of black contingent of boxing fans don't like Crawford for whatever reason. Like this, there was a racial undertone to a fight between two black guys.
Like Bud's white. Yeah. Bud's a honky to a certain contention. Right. And we don't know why.
I don't get it. And they're both like kind of Midwest Southern guys. It's not like you have like, all right, an East Coast guy, maybe versus a guy from some other region where they're I can't relate to this guy.
Sure.
I will say this though. I watched in a packed bar, and it was packed, and people were doing like table reservation and stuff like that. So this generated a lot of money. Either Bud won a bunch of fans over, or like the real boxing fans came out to this, because there was a lot of when Harvey Dock stopped the fight, there was people in the faces of, I guess, Spence fans going, "I fucking told you."
Right.
You know, like, I mean, I must have seen that like six different times. "Hi, your boy got fucked up."
I mean, I felt that, but it wasn't about Spence, because we've been talking about he's been in our top 10 since the show.
Right.
We started the show.
The only reason we took him off was because of inactivity.
Yeah. But we were always like, this guy, Bud, is special.
Right.
Let him prove it. Because
in the same breath, one of my buddies fucking put it perfectly. He said, Spence and PBC waited out Terrence Crawford. And they just, you know, while Crawford's fighting the fights that people are criticizing, you know, David
Avanesian.
He's staying active.
Yep.
He's not sitting for a year plus. You know what I mean?
You can critique people that don't fight for 18 months straight.
Right.
If you're staying active, I never could critique that. It's like the year before, where Canelo ran through 168.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, this bum or that bum. He fought four guys with belts in the same calendar year.
Right.
So what are you talking about, man?
Right.
It's like, but then you'll die on the hill of the Charlos who fight every 30 months.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Yo, I'm not saying they're not good fighters, especially Mel. But it's like, you know, look at the mess that's been made there, not to get off track. You know, Canelo, now what's happened at 54. But, bro, but there was a lot of I told you so, but it was never because I didn't like Spence. Look, man, everyone says it. There's levels. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't mean Errol Spence wasn't a great fighter. I am talking in past tense, because if I'm him, I'm retiring. They're talking about a rematch, another bozo thing. I mean, this guy just...
I tweeted, not only could, if there's a rematch, it'll be a tragedy.
It will be. Floyd can't help himself. He goes, if I was his trainer or manager of camp, I wouldn't go to 54. I'd go to 60 or 68. I mean, this guy just has to keep talking. I don't know if it's to hear himself talk.
Yeah.
You know, he is. And he didn't realize... He didn't know it at the time because of the attention, that he was more addicted to the attention than he was the money.
Right.
And that's why you see Floyd being the way Floyd's being, as opposed to buying his own island and never being heard from again.
Right. Which I think he would do. I think he has another.
He does. He does. Another exhibition.
Another exhibition coming up.
Yeah. And him and Pacquiao were Pacquiao was at it for some reason.
Yeah, what's going on with that? He's another one. I guess he can't stay out of the limelight either.
Yeah, and they're like cutting promos on each other at that. But I mean,
obviously, it's like laying the groundwork for them to have some sort of exhibition.
But Spence already changed his IG bio to 154, so it's not like he's even trying.
Yeah,
if he reenacts that,
he did look like shit. I wouldn't if I was him. You know what I mean? He obviously looks like crap making the weight. He has for a long time. Crawford seems to make the weight better. Crawford's got. He becomes a boogeyman because no one's going
to talk. Bud talking to Charlo during the knockdown was brilliant.
Yeah, you're next. As I told him.
I don't look. It's like there because Bud looked non-human.
Right.
Crazy things are being bandied about at this point. He came out. I was like, I'll fight Canelo at 158.
Oh, Bud?
Like, what? Yeah.
Dude. What? You know, a lot of that shit is like. Now he's got to answer questions because now he's popular.
He's
just going to say reckless ass shit.
It's like then it was like, what's up with Boots? And he didn't shit on Boots. He's like, great fighter. It's lose-lose for me. When I beat him, nobody knew who he was and he's too young. You know what I mean? It's like, and he's not a name.
Right.
So that's not happening. So where is it? I can't say it better than you did. It's a tragedy waiting to happen if they run it back.
If they run it back.
These 7 pounds would mean nothing between these two.
No, and these delusional, like, Spence fanboys, they call them Errol sexuals, which is fucking hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
They're like, oh, he needs to do it this way or that way. It doesn't matter. Now it's in his head. You know what I mean? Like, it's – Bud's got his number. If they do it again, it'll only be worse. And look. The better, more prepared man won. So they had a better game plan. He's a better fighter. He makes the weight easier. He's everything you thought, not you, but
people
thought Spence would do, he couldn't do because Bud's actually physically stronger.
He just took everything away from him.
Right.
And another thing I like that you're bringing up, just the strength and his ability to control everything with the other arm, right?
Right.
But also, I kept talking about over and over again how Spence is just this really, this guy's just really good at everything.
Right.
But he is kind of a simplistic fighter that's just really good at it.
Yeah, he's just.
So once he started seeing things that he couldn't see shit coming.
No.
It was like, look, we could do this for hours because it was that amazing a performance.
Right.
But I just think he gave him looks. That he didn't see. I mean, bro, you started off this part of the show with talking about a 2-1. Feel free to write in. Like, who drops someone with a 2-1?
Right.
And because he's got power in both hands and switch stances, it was on paper a jab, but he
dropped him.
But he dropped him, and it wasn't. Look, man. Look. If you want to call it a flash knockdown, I'm not going to argue with someone only because comparatively to what he went on to do to him.
Look, man, I said it that night when people did say a flash knockdown. I said, nah, it's more of an equilibrium shot. He hit him on the side of the head. And
He was hurt. And
I don't know if the, you know, Spence's accident caused punch resistance problems. He didn't seem to have problems with Garcia and Ugas. It could be a myriad of things. Hey, man, some guys get old fast. Whatever the case is, if they tried to age Crawford out, it's a fucking bad move.
It backfired.
It backfired 1,000%. I don't think we need to see Spence Crawford again. If Spence wants to fight another fight against, so, you know, maybe I would even say, like, go so far as to say maybe a 6 or 8 rounder against. I mean, that's how bad this beating was.
You have to.
Against like maybe a 30th ranked guy.
His team, this is where you see who loves you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
he's got,
I'm not, I don't know if Spence is mad, but he's, you know, definitely got a shorty, he's got kids.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they're going to tell him whatever they're going to tell him, and that's his business, not ours. But then you get down to the team which becomes our business because that's media stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you're Derek James, if you're, I mean, you're talking immediate. He says, we got to, however exactly he phrased it, we got to do this shit again.
Yeah.
What he said to Jim
Something
Gray.
Like that, yeah.
It's like, it's just bad all around. I mentioned to you over the 2 years of this thing, yo, is this guy slurring to you?
Yeah, you've said it. You thought the accident, I think he was on with Jim Gray in the stands. Remember, his eyes looked like they were bleeding?
Yeah, and then you and I sort of were like, is he going some Broner tank? Like, does he get loaded and smoke a lot of weed?
Right.
So it's, I never put it, I was like, what was it?
I never heard anything about the weed thing until this, but I think people are misunderstanding a statement he made where he's like, I'm Jamaican and we smoke bud. Mm-hmm. Meaning,
yeah, we smoke bud Crawford.
Like Bud Crawford, yeah.
Their whole thing was, we're going to smoke bud. Like,
yeah,
the whole,
I'm going to break them. I'm going to, you know, we're going to take them.
We smoke bud packs and all, you know, all that stuff, shit, which sounds really great if you win and you sound like a real goofball when you look like,
Like Crawford was like, I'm catching big fish. You know what I mean? Like, I'm,
but
you
it
know,
looks cool now because you cool now. Did him he did. Dirty.
He
it's
did.
Like you beat shit down his leg. You asked me, have I ever seen, I mean, bro, you're saying, we're asking each other, have we ever seen a lopsided beat down, an undefeated fight for the this and this and that? Bro, that's one of the most crazy beatdowns I've ever seen in any scenario.
In any fight.
I mean, I've seen like a guy who's supposed to win, and it's
that. Yo, that was like Floyd Gotti type of shit.
Yeah, I think it was worse.
Like one guy had was in like quicksand, and the other guy was on a treadmill. I mean, it was insane.
He could do nothing. He could get nothing off. And so what I
nothing
wanted
on
to
his
say,
shots.
Nothing. What I wanted to say, 2, 3, 4 times that he did land a sneaky right, it was like Bud, it just made him mad.
Well, Bud said that, I don't know if you
so
heard
now
this interview.
You're talking about punch resistance, where you question Spence's. Now there was a question, Yorkis Gamboa stung Bud, Mean Machine dropped. Well, I do think that probably could have been called a knockdown.
Sure.
Machine won. I didn't think he was hurt, but he got dropped. I think he got dropped.
And then what happened after that? He knocked both guys out. So, you know, Bud said in the post fight, he said he hit me with, I think he said it was his left hand, caught me right on the button. And he said, I didn't feel anything. And he said, I knew then it was going to be a long night for Spence if he couldn't hurt me. And he's like, we expected him to hurt me. So once he felt he couldn't hurt him, that was it. Basically, in his mind, fight's over. So I think you talking about it before where you're like, he's like, this is high level athlete shit. Like, you know, to the point where no one can beat me, you know what I mean? And I think that's where Bud's at. I don't want to see a rematch. Bud, he showed us what he shows against every opponent since he's been a welterweight. No one's been different. It's all ended in stoppages or KO. I became a Bud believer. I think Yorkis Gamboa, obviously, it was when he moved up. I think it was when he beat the shit out of Victor Postol. I was like, wow. This guy, I knew this guy was really good.
Who stopped, Matisse and was really good Postol.
Right. Absolutely. He's still fighting, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
I don't understand why. He's another guy. It's like, oh, God. Anyway, what do you see next? This is what usually we have picks for where we see guys next. Obviously, we want to see Spence not with Crawford. I wouldn't hate Spence if he wanted to test the waters as a fighter again. You're saying retire.
I am, but there seems to be not 0.001% of that going on.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
So I'm upset. That's my answer for what a guy does next. I have no answer to you that I feel okay with.
And now what about Crawford? Where does Crawford go? I'm just going to say one thing. Like this 158 pounds for Canelo's ridiculous. We're not going to see that.
Agreed.
I don't think people should pay attention to that.
Agreed.
Charlo, win, lose, or draw, will be free. Jermall Charlo, I think, is still recovering from Caleb Plant slapping the fucking dog shit out of him.
Correct.
I hope people saw that, by the way.
I like that Mel, instead of riding for his brother, is posting, that wasn't me. We're twins. Yeah. I hate being a twin. I'm locked in. Instead of being like, yo, yeah, you know, like he basically was like, my brother got bitch slapped.
Yeah, not me. So I think, I personally think there's a chance we see Bud Jermell Charlo.
Right? I only think it's weird. I think if this fucking weirdo fight with Canelo didn't get made, I wouldn't be saying I think it's gonna happen. I would be saying it's 100%
gonna
happen. Bud Crawford, Jermell Charlo next, going to 68 and coming back down to 54.
I think that's a mistake.
It's a weird thing to do, man. It's a weird thing to do.
All right. So we don't know what the hell's gonna happen with either one.
Yeah, but
guys,
boy, I guess what I'm asking you though is like we're wrapping up, but I, you know, because we said what we said about this fight. But me saying I don't want to see this guy again, and you being like, okay, doesn't matter what you think, we're going to. I mean, do you just move him to 54 and put him in against a hobo? I'm like this, bro. I'm ready. I'm fucking ready with a motherfucking towel in my hand as early as the first. Ding, ding, I'm ready with the towel. If that fucking right. team allows him to fight again.
Right.
I'm telling you, he's not going to react to shit right, bro.
Right. I don't think so either.
Someone's going to throw a power jab and he's going to go Bambi leg.
Right.
And shit isn't going to go well. So are you not just, okay, you can't stop a fighter, because what they'll do, and this has happened a lot of times in our lifetime, is a camp does care about you and they go, well, I'm doing it with or without you. And they
right.
just move to the other fucking grifter that will train you because they want a piece of that.
Dude, I know guys personally that did that.
So there you go. You know, I'm trying to think if I do too. I mean, I know. Yeah.
It's
But hey, this is what PBC stole from us in waiting Bud Crawford out.
Yeah.
For this destruction, is him doing that to Danny? Is him doing that to Thurman? Is him doing that to that stable of 147 guys?
Yeah.
Which historically would have made Bud's 47 run look illa, even though it doesn't matter now.
It doesn't matter now because he beat the man.
They're saying he's the guy at two divisions. Hey, guy, no. He's the guy at three divisions.
Right.
He was the Ring Magazine guy at 35. And you and I are guys who grew up on Burt Sugar when that magazine meant what it meant.
Absolutely.
And he was the man at 35, the man right. at 40. And the man at 47, guys, you can listen to them telling you all day long.
You guys,
this is a guy like, at two weight classes.
I want to say something. I want to be clear. After this fight, you're looking, this guy is on like the Mount Rushmore, Terrence Crawford, with all the greats you and I talk about on this.
You have to start mentioning him with Duran.
Yep, Kearns, Ray Leonard.
Leonard, yep. Mm-hmm. And Hagler, even though he didn't fight.
Right. Right.
But they're just called, the four
kings.
Guys.
Yeah.
The four kings of our youth. We were very young kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We were really little, but they were the four kings.
This guy.
You have to start thinking, how would Bud do against the three of these guys who fought at that weight? And I'm not saying he gets steamrolled or anything. I think
when you talk about guys who can fight
in any era.
People get nostalgic about the past fighters. We tend to.
Of course we do.
Bud Crawford is an any era fighter.
Bro, I think a guy like Oba Carr would have battered like all the dudes hanging around 40 and 47 the last decade. I think Oba Carr beats Danny Garcia. I think Oba Carr beats Sean Porter. Is that sentimental shit, you know, and I because
right.
I used to say, yo, this Oba Carr say, how the fuck did I come up in this era
where
all these guys are out, De La Hoya,
yeah.
Shane Mosley, Tito, you know what I mean? And this guy's really good. I think Oba Carr is like a one or two time champion if he's born 12 years later, you know, or whatever amount of years, 15 years later. And it's like you can say that about some other guys too. And is that just me and you looking back on it with rose-colored glasses? I don't know. The difference between you and I and everyone else who fucking
Well, I mean, like, how do you,
sport,
how
would we you have, admit it?
How would you have him against like Donald Curry or Marlon Starling or like that? I mean,
or like the body snatcher, like guys,
yeah,
like
in that McCallum. Guy. Yeah.
I mean, those dudes,
they're all Hall of Famers.
Those dudes were animals, man. Those dudes were animals.
That's what Terry, like Terry Norris, right? Michael Dunn.
Yeah.
These guys are all like that level. All those guys are Hall of Fame fighters. So Crawford, to me, is better than them.
That level of guy that's like their Hall of Fame, which means you're one of the, you know, we are. Oh, yeah. Everyone knows what that means. Right. I don't have to break that down, guys. You're in the Hall of Fame. You're one of the greatest fighters amongst the highest level of the most
Of your peers
in the world.
Right. Yeah.
In the most
in
difficult
your generation.
Sport, scientifically proven. There's nothing more difficult to do than box and be good at it and to be great at it and to be a Hall of Famer. But there are tiers. You and I love Arturo Gatti. Arturo Gatti and Floyd are in the going, you know, same Hall of Fame, and one destroyed the other one. You know what I mean?
Right.
So are we referring to the guys you just named as the second tier? I happen to agree that I think Bud's better than all of them. And I think it's start. He's I think when he's
level,
done, which is soon, you and I are going to have to start saying, is this guy top 25 all time?
I'm saying it.
Okay. I mean, if he does, look, he's been the man at three weight divisions. The guy. Imagine if
just,
he did it.
I just want, he's just not that popular. He's not a household name. I mean, I think he'll start to be because he was doing CBS, that show with Gail. He's on the Breakfast Club. He's all over the place.
Agreed, bro. But they people fucked around with him.
Right.
And he's 35 years old.
Right.
And he said it. He's like, yo, I know my body. I know how I feel. I can go till I'm 45. And I'm not going to tell him no because we saw Bernard do it till 50.
Right.
And they live similarly in terms of no after hours, no bars, no alcohol.
He doesn't
right? No, I don't think he does. No blowing up in between fights. You don't see Bud ringside.
No.
And you're like, yo, he put on weight. Whereas like a lot, you and I have told how many stories of you with the Barclays, me and AC, bumping into this dude at the bar and this dude. I mean, bro, I've run into like Tank and Bronin as big as me.
Yeah, fat. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, so, yo, this, you don't think Ricky Haddon's career was shortened by blowing up to a blob? Not heavier, a blob.
A
in
blob,
between fights?
Yeah. And drinking and not living the Spartan life
and eating poor, like, bro, don't ever get it twisted that Bernard's lifestyle didn't give him not five,
absolutely,
like, another 10 or 12. And of course, the style is huge,
right?
His style was huge, you know.
Now, do you think Spence maybe, I mean, obviously, it appeared that they underestimated Crawford, but do you think that Crawford basically just fighting southpaw the entire time fuck Spence up a bit? You know, because he really, I mean, he switched to orthodox when he was already just beating the shit out of him. It looked like
I think he was having so much fun at that time. And there was very much a lot of that kid, man. You know, 35 is not a kid, but it is to me and you. There was a lot of, I fucking told every one of you motherfuckers in here that this was going to happen. And I didn't tell you in this buildup. I told you 5 fucking years ago. Right. There's footage of me talking
footage
to him.
Of him. Yeah.
You're going to make excuses. You're going to say this. You're going to say this. I posted it. Right. I said that he knew that no matter what he did to a small amount, not to anyone who understands and knows the sport, but there were going to people who can't come up with reasons why this happened. I'll stop you. What did he say? Oh, God, you won't. Or no, I bet my life you won't, which you almost
did.
Almost did, with your life. And I'm not saying that making jokes at Spence, at Errol Spence's expense, because I was a fan.
I'm a big fan. I'm still a fan. He picked a fight. So
look,
listen,
man. I want him done. I don't know what to do, B. Do you put him in? Who do you put him in with? All right, he's going. Let's just end it with that question to you. He's at 54. There's no more 47.
No more 47.
Do you? I literally meant that. Like, do you put him in against a guy we don't even know?
Yes. That's what I said. Put him in against a guy who's ranked like 35 to 50, and an 8 rounder. To see where his wits are, if he can.
That
move.
Part's not going to happen. But yes,
never.
It'll be 10 rounds.
No, this is Brendo's fantasy. Like, that won't happen. Yeah, what I'm saying is that's what they should do.
No, I agree.
But and they should do it. Yeah, right. No, they're going to put him in they're going to, he's going to fight for a it'll be a competitive fight.
Is that what you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I think they're going to put him in there and competitively because I don't think his ego will allow him to like break down and rebuild. You know what I mean? B, I don't think he wants to, you know? And C, I don't think that they feel that that would be a good idea business wise or whatever. But look, let's wrap this up and let's just end this on, let's just appreciate the masterclass that we watched. Let's hope for, again, Crawford's kind of at a crossroads too. You know, like there's really, what does he do? Who does he fight? Obviously we'd love to see him fight Boots. We know that's not going to happen. Hope that they don't make the rematch. That's all I got to say. And I don't want some goofy, like what Kell Brook did with Golovkin moving up. You know what I mean? That far. No. And
I mean, if they run it back in December, something bad's going to happen that night.
I agree. I tweeted that. I said it'll be a tragedy.
If you think they're not going to do what we think, we know he should be in there against a tomato can for 8 rounds.
Yeah.
And we both are saying neither are going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I'll bet you they put him in there with Erickson Lubin.
Hmm. Any predictions? I like it.
And I don't know that that goes well. But
that's something to think. Wow.
That's a Pazzy pick.
Well, yeah, Pazzy, you just left me speechless. You son of a bitch.
Sorry, pal.
All right. So listen, we always want you guys to write us. I'm doing the mailbag tonight. There's no Billy. Write us at keotbboxing@gmail.com. keotbboxing@gmail.com. All right. So I'm going to start off with our old pal, AV Julian. AV, we haven't hit you. We haven't listened to you in a while. We haven't read any of your stuff. So we're going to give you a shot here. You kept it nice and concise. I appreciate that. He says, peace, Irish Billy, Mr. Long and Brother Paz. The legendary Daenerys should proudly hang them up. And Pitbull looked flat against that slice of angel cake. Cabrera stinks. Cabrera stinks.
I'm a fan of this email.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't even consider what he does boxing. He plays tag. Okay. I'm going to stop here. That Isaac Cruz, talk about making a career off of a halfway decent looking performance against Tank Davis. He is terrible.
With one hoof. He stinks.
I'm stealing your hoof, by the way. That's hilarious. Yeah. That's fucking fantastic. Yeah.
With a bad paw.
Yeah. He's not good. I don't want to see him anymore on any big cards. All right. He says, between us enthusiasts who've picked either Crawford or Spence, I doubt any of us imagined it being a demolition job. Spence was the jungle and Crawford was the Bill Duke with a portable Gatling gun. Nice. Nice reference
email.
To Predator. Yeah. Yeah, dude, this was bad. This was really bad. Spence was offbeat to composure, patience, pace. And even his upright stance with the high guard made him so ineffective, wasn't present. Those qualities were instead manifested in Crawford. Spence charged and Crawford played Matador, timing, obliterating him with a barrage of hellacious counters. Was it me or did Spence appear defeated or outer body before the fight began? Peace to the Knocker Nation. I don't think I think everyone's in agreement. He didn't look great at any of the press conferences leading up. He was doing that voice cracking thing when you're really dehydrated when he was talking. Again, man, I said it before. I'll say it again. Crawford appeared to be the more prepared, more professional, better fighter leading up to this. So, and thanks for writing us, AV.
Thank you, bud.
What do you think? Was it an outer body experience?
There was a lot of, I turned to the person I was with when Andy Ruiz knocked out AJ and called it.
Right. Okay.
While he was coming out and in the ring.
I said,
something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen.
Be ready.
Yeah. So same deal. You felt the same way about Spence, that there was
not to the point where I'm like something is about to happen, because I thought that first round was pretty even.
Right.
I obviously you throw your card away from after a knockout, like especially as brutal right. as that. So I can't tell. I think I gave it to Spence. I think, like, I still have my Lomachenko Haney card is sitting over there, because right. I said on the air, if I have to pull this thing out right, to show you right. bozos, you know what I mean? But I think I gave it to Errol. So okay. I wasn't like, oh shit, off rip, and then the second came. And right. the 2-1, and I don't know, man. I think any of that would, I would be giving myself credit by pretending to think something looked off. All I would have to say is, B, I texted you and I told you. I did yeah. it. I said yeah. these guys, I was saying these guys both have six packs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The slurring of the words and shit I've been saying for a couple of years now.
You have been so saying that.
Like,
yep.
Look, is it like down south? Is he a drunk? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Yeah. When there's East Coast or West Coast guys, one of us has somebody that knows people. Like, I don't know anybody in that Houston.
No, me neither.
You know what I mean? So
I'm going to just say, I'm sure he did. He did. Obviously, we can tell we watched the sport enough. He didn't look like he made weight comfortably. That's on him. Don't fight at the weight anymore. You know what I mean? So I don't use that as a benchmark. And again, if you're having that much trouble making the weight, you shorten your career, in my opinion, killing yourself to make the weight.
Yeah. Look at Mikey Garcia and you know,
just insane. But anyway, so look, man, Spence hadn't had he stopped Ugas, but he really hadn't had like devastating knockouts before and after the accident. He couldn't knock Mikey Garcia out, a guy, you know, that you just brought up. So as the competition gets here and the knockouts go this way,
yeah,
maybe we didn't all see what we could have seen. You know, now in hindsight, it looks a little different. But do I think it was an outer body experience? I didn't get that impression. I just got the impression that Crawford was the better prepared man.
I saw people who were professional fighters ask if they thought, does he look high?
Yeah, me too.
And that's a wild thing to bring up.
It's a wild, like, what do you think, he's smoking weed before? Like, what?
Yeah, that's what people.
Yeah, marijuana high lasts like 3 to 4 hours. That means like really close to stepping into a
fight. He's 10,
smoking pot.
Years.
I don't think so. Yeah. All right. The next one is from our friend Louis Hutton. What's up, Louis?
Louis.
Oh, he says, yo, as always, big thanks for the KEOTB podcast. The past couple weeks episodes have been superb coverage for two huge fights. Appreciate the work. Accents. Mm-hmm.
For crying out loud.
And opinions on the sport we love. Just finished up watching Crawford Spence. Watching it with an ex-amateur fighter gave me such insight into how technical a fighter Crawford is. He had Spence dumbfounded from round two onward. Just sublime skills. It's a great word, sublime. I love that when people use it to describe.
I do too.
Just sublime skills, footwork, and that jab set up everything. What a complete fighter Crawford is. I was curious as to where you guys. Oh, okay. I was curious as to where you guys think Crawford will go from here. Retire, up weight, or just do some money grabs and get out. His legacy cemented with this victory. I feel he hasn't gotten a lot to prove. Thanks again for the show, and shout out Irish Billy. Louis shouts out Irish Billy. Billy stands him up.
Mm-hmm.
Billy stands That's, him up on this episode.
Yeah, he gave him the Irish goodbye.
Gave him the old Irish goodbye. We don't know where he went.
We kind of talked about
we
it.
We talked about it.
I don't think he does any goofy payday stuff.
No.
He's not. He's going to fight. I think Bud fights 2-3 more times, and they're all monsters in their own way in terms of being big.
Yeah, I think we covered that.
Yeah.
Thanks, even
if we don't like it, like the thing where you're like, I hate this Canelo.
Yeah.
Even if that happened, that would be monstrous. I don't like it. I don't care.
I don't like it. I, right.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'd watch it. I wouldn't care. Yeah.
I'll watch it. It wouldn't mean anything for either of them what happened.
Right.
You know, I guess Bud has more to win if you really want to take it there. But it's like, you know, we want fights against guys that cement legacy. And right. I think that's the kind of guy that Bud is.
I agree. All right. So our friend Niall Christie writes us.
What up, Niall?
I like this. We got like a nice crew of heads that write us. And it feels like the old school talk radio shows where the same guys calling.
Oh, you know? Especially at night. Remember at night?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm on the night shift. So it's like this like group of heads. That,
Like WFAN always had this guy, Vinny from Queens call in, you know, Bruce from Bayside.
I know all the dudes at the, in the on the Philly one.
Yeah.
You know, WIP Sports Radio.
Right, right, right. So Niall says, what a week of boxing. No, this might be a bit of an overstatement, but considering all the outside talk of how dead and niche the sport has become, it's been unreal to see how active everyone's been, minus the Fugazi Tyson Fury, that is. Anyway, I agree. How long before this is looked back as kind of a new golden era? That's a good point. No, it's way past center of attention. It used to be. But the activity, especially unified fights, seems to be more common as time goes on. And that has definitely helped give it that edge. Keep on keeping on. All the best, Niall C. Yeah, buddy, I agree. This is like a low-key golden era right now. We're getting big fights. We're getting unifications. We're getting fights that the fans want to see. I just hope they keep it up.
I don't – look, we talked some numbers at the start of the show, B.
Mm-hmm.
You make $25 million each by fighting the best.
Right.
You make $3 million for fighting, you know, an older Chris Algieri.
Right.
And it, by no means are you and I poo-pooing $3 million. But $25 million a couple times starts becoming generational. Like, yo, my kids are good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Yo, you get the bag. You make the fights. There are events. You're no one's shitting on Spence, despite the memes, you know, which just comes a part of the job and stuff.
Right.
Most people, especially people that love the sport, yo, props to Spence for taking the fight. He's a goon. He went out like a champ. He didn't say anything. But they were polite, but there was a good moment between them, a Bud returning the belts. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was gentleman shit.
Agreed. All right. That's it for the mailbag, Vin. Where can we let's wrap this sucker up.
Yeah. I'm at BoxCutterPazzy on IG.
Violent.
Nonsense. On Twitter. No, what do you call it now? X.
X.
I'm calling it Twitter. Yeah.
I think it still comes up as Twitter. I think it's weird. I don't know where
we're drawn updated and it's not.
It says X, yeah, but like if I link you to something, it still says Twitter link.
Okay, got you. Got you. Whatever that place is called, at Vinny_Paz. I think we might have shirts.
I think there's shirts left on jmtstore.com.
Yeah, there's new JMT windbreakers over there too. jmtstore.com.
And go check those out.
Inshallah, I'm finishing up my record this weekend. I'll give you guys a date and a title and all of
Congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend.
And you could get me at @thekillerb24 on Twitter and @I_no_that_kid on Instagram. And you can check out our YouTube at KEOTB podcast on YouTube, and write us as always at KEOTBboxing@gmail.com. All right, brother.
We'll talk soon after this. Peace. Peace. Out the box, pass, knock him out the box, B.